Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. 22nd game of the season for WVU. They played the BYU Cougars and they lost. This was Jay Jacobs' send-off game, his final radio broadcast with Tony. Jay was awesome. It's just the only voice I can think of. I've heard Jack Fleming call Mountaineer basketball games because I'm an old person. Obviously, the majority, Tony Caridi. Jay Jacobs has been the staple, and he's not annoying, and he's got the right amount of enthusiasm. He explains things during the broadcast and just into it. And he was a hoot on the coach's show, mixing it up with whoever coach was involved. And he's going to be missed. Those are tough shoes to fill. You know, anytime somebody leaves that's that beloved, you know, it's hard to be the person after the person. And whoever gets that job, there's been rotating people doing that. One of them is going to get the job. And it's... They're the person after the person. Way lower stakes than like being, you know, like example, like the head coach. But, you know, nevertheless, tough shoes to fill. And he's going to be missed on broadcast. He's been missed this year. So Jay Jacobs, all the best. And your last game was not a great one to watch for the old golden blue. Stop me if you've heard this one. I'm not going to do this. I was going to do this. Stop me if you heard this. And I'm not going to do it. What I'll tell you is that West Virginia lost. That's their 14th loss of the season. It was not their first Big 12 home loss. The announcers said it many times. It doesn't make it true. West Virginia lost to Kansas State by double digits in early January. In the Coliseum. That happened. We saw it. He has a schedule like I have a schedule and just got that one wrong. And that's fine. And he said it early and he said it late. Nobody corrected him. All good. But it's the second home loss in Big 12 play for WVU. Noah Cook-a-Cook tonight. Not a lot of detail on that other than Coach Eilert said it. He's probably not going to sit the next game. Is that the reason West Virginia lost? Absolutely not. And there's less games West Virginia has to play than what they've already played. We're coming down the backstretch here. Matter of fact, I believe there's just 4 home games left and 5 road games. And West Virginia there's no midweek game this week. So that's good. Get rested up for the final stretch and try to get the 10 wins. That's the next goal. West Virginia in sole possession of 13th place. It was nice outside today. I washed, you know, I'm not bragging. I have two motor vehicles. Again, not bragging. I washed both of them because it was nice outside. I had gym shorts on. Is washing the car fun? No. Is talking about it into a microphone fun? Probably not. Do you want me to talk about that game? Do you want me to talk about the 6'6" guy that hasn't even played the full season and came in like Wilt Chamberlain? Do you want to talk about that? You want to talk about the guy, they're saying, hey, this guy's not playing, so here's this guy, and then that guy is 6'6", 240, and scores the first 8 points for BYU, and has a career high in scoring, with all sorts of dribbles, high dribbles, low dribbles, speedy dribbles, all backing up towards the basket, and it says he missed shots. I don't remember him missing. Do you remember seeing that guy miss a shot? It says he missed 5 shots. I don't believe that. Made all of his free throws. 3 assists. 9 rebounds. Career night for that guy. Their point guard had a career high in assists. And so if you have 2 career nights from 2 different players on the opposing team, that's a tough one to win. But there's, you know, there's only 9 games left. I mean, what can you say about West Virginia? I would say that their perimeter defense was bad, and it was consistently bad. And it just, and you can play, pick the defense. You can do hedging on pick and rolls. You can do drop coverage. You can double team. What West Virginia decided to do was, you know, have somebody drop on the guy who couldn't miss, and that left a guard in the corner ready to shoot a 3. And BYU made 13 of those. West Virginia lives on free throws. They had 1 in the first half, 1 free throw, and it was shot by Jesse Edwards, and you see that bandage on his wrist. It's rough, but the next goal for WVU still in sight with this loss, which is get to double-digit victories. They've got 9 chances to do that. If they can go 2-7 in the final 9 games, they can get to 10 wins. And then you go to Kansas City and you play however many games there, and then the season is over, and then it should get interesting. And it'll be interesting the rest of the way. What it's not going to be is consistent. It's, think of the word consistency, and then think about this season, and it's been the opposite of consistency. Consistency in who's available, consistency in performances by the players. You kind of pull a rabbit out of your hat in the Cincinnati game midweek, and that is not momentum. And West Virginia has won 8 games, and they have not won 2 in a row.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I started going through, there's 360-some teams. So obviously, there's a couple of teams in the division, in Division I basketball, that have not won a game yet. There's 2 of those teams. Mississippi Valley State, which is like the go-to Mississippi Valley State of who's a bad Division I basketball school. It's them with a bullet. Detroit Mercy, they're putting up some staggering numbers this year. They're 0-24. Mississippi Valley State, it's not like they just jumped up to Division I basketball. It's not like Bellarmine. Let me, you know, we talk about DePaul and kind of the elite Big Six or Power Six school that you can trust is going to be bad. If you expand your horizons and you look at what Mississippi Valley State, and I'm doing this because I don't want to talk about WVU. They're 0-22 this season. Let me just go down the last, let's go to 2013. So they've had four coaches since the 2012-2013 season. Chico Potts, Andre Payne, Lindsey Hunter, and George Ivory. That's the current coach. George won five games last season. He's 0-22 so far this season. Lindsey Hunter in his three seasons won eight games. So he goes 4-27. So he gets shot out of a cannon in his first season, four wins, then 2-22, 2-26, next coach up. Andre Payne is the golden era for the Mississippi Valley State program. He lasts five seasons. And he gets six wins, eight wins, seven wins, four wins, six wins. So that's like, there should be a banner for Andre Payne. And then you go back to Chico Potts, two seasons, five wins, and then nine wins. And it's all been downhill since Sean Woods coached the Mississippi Valley State. He got them to the NCAA tournament in 2012 with a winning record. And then he went somewhere else. Okay? Because if you have a winning season at Mississippi Valley State, you're going somewhere else. And he flipped that into a job at Morehead State. What's my point? West Virginia. So their ability to not win two in a row, when you look at Power Six schools, there's only two teams on a short list, two, that have not won two games in a row at this point in the season. It's the West Virginia University Mountaineers, who have won eight games but not two in a row. And the other team that West Virginia is keeping company with in that category is the DePaul Blue Demons. Do you want to be in any statistical category with DePaul? You don't even have to think about that. The answer is no. Do both teams have an interim coach? They do. DePaul fired their coach, Tony Stubblefield, in the middle of the season. West Virginia, you're familiar with what's going on this season and why there's a full season of an interim coach. But that is, you know, you can talk about, hey, the team's full strength. They didn't have a cook today. But, hey, let's let this team cook. Let's let them gel. It looked good against Cincinnati. And that's true. And you could even argue they're still not full strength because Jesse Edwards still has that bandage on his. He's playing not 100%. So it even like you've got everybody, but do you really have everybody? And yet, that's the company you're keeping. And most likely, both of those schools will have a different coach next season. You just don't want to be with DePaul. That you don't want to be Mississippi Valley State, right? If you win at Mississippi Valley State, you should be highly coveted. Okay. And you know, that we're closer to the end than the beginning. How about that? Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Have you been on the Smoking Musket Discord? There's a link to the Discord in the show notes. You click on that, you enter the Smoking Musket Discord, and it's got channels, like TV. But these channels is where you type stuff in, and people who are in the Discord can read what you type in. And it can be about WVU basketball, WVU football, the other sports, sports outside of college, television, movies, degenerate gambling, just naming channels. All sorts of good stuff in the Smoking Musket Discord. It's definitely a cool place to interact with other WVU fans. Click on the link, check it out, go to smokingmusket.com, listen to West by Pod, do all the things under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Smoking Musket. Do you miss the Big 12 SEC Challenge or the SEC Big 12 Challenge to kind of break up the schedule? I do not. I would not be looking forward to West Virginia going to wherever, going to Mississippi to play Chris Beard. I'm not missing that. I'm glad that that's not on the schedule. And so because of that, instead of playing an SEC school, every Big 12 team gets kind of a quote-unquote bye week, which WVU football did not get this year. Not like a true one. Like, they didn't play a Saturday, but then they played the Thursday. Guys couldn't go off campus. This is not a football podcast. So technically a bye week, and then West Virginia will come out of the bye week by playing two times in 3 days in the state of Texas. The first game in Texas will be Saturday, February 10th, 3 p.m., Longhorn Network. I don't know. If you have ESPN Plus, do you get the Longhorn Network? I don't. This is a interesting one where you might not be able to watch it. I think if you got ESPN Plus, you're good to go. I think. Don't quote me on that. West Virginia plays the Texas Longhorns. Now, Texas, after losing in Morgantown, they've done all right. They ended up losing in back in Austin after the West Virginia loss to UCF, and then they've won three of the last five. They won today at that stupid lizard skin court in Fort Worth. They beat TCU, and they have a game against Iowa State at home on Tuesday before playing the Mountaineers on Saturday. Now, the last time West Virginia played in the Moody Center, I was in the building and watched West Virginia lose by 34. The good news is that there's been a bunch of turnover. So really just a handful of guys witnessed that trauma. The bad news is the whole West Virginia hasn't won a true road game this season. And Texas is pretty good. And they'll be at home. And they're not foolproof at home. They've lost. Again, they lost to the Golden Knights. They lost to Houston. No shame in that, but they took them to overtime and lost that one. Do I think West Virginia has a chance to beat Texas? Only if Texas has their best game of the season against the Cyclones on Tuesday night. If they do that, then a rested West Virginia goes to Austin in a season where is not consistent with WVU. There's a scenario where West Virginia could sneak out. It has to be a letdown game for Texas. And a possible look-ahead game. Because after the West Virginia game, Texas gets their bye week, and then they'll go to Houston. So it could be a combination overlook and come down game from a big win. But if you watch what happens on Tuesday night and Texas loses to Iowa State, or it's a close game and they barely scratch one out, then West Virginia is not going to win. My humble opinion. I'd love to be wrong on that. But the whole, you know, I'm a stats guy. You know that. Let's see him win a road game before I think mentally, and how else can you think, that West Virginia can win. Not in Morgantown. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcast, Overcast Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Amazon Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. This has been Unreasonable Doubt. WVU, for the 2023-2024 season, they have 8 wins and they have 14 losses.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.